from Jakarta. RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in English program. RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia presents news, actual information, as well as entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen to our broadcast via shortwave on 9525 kilohertz. You can listen to our program at www.voinews.id. RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia. Informing, connecting, dignifying.
Hello listener, welcome back to our English program over RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. In today's edition, we will bring you first our news, followed by My Indonesia, Today in History, Highlight of the Week, News in Brief, Indonesian Wonder, Miss Lady, and Listener's Mailbag. That was our program summary for today over RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia. Stand by now for the news.
RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia with the news.
This is RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with the news. First, the headlines. Muldoko says Indonesia must become a Sharia economic driver. Indonesia encourages the European Union to be fair about palm oil. Indonesia must accelerate defense industry. The news in detail. Indonesian military general retired Muldoko is inaugurated as vice chairman of the Board of Trustees of the Islamic Economic Community. The inauguration took place in conjunction with the community's working meeting in Jakarta on Saturday. Muldoko, after the inauguration, as quoted in written statement said in Jakarta Saturday, that he wants to encourage new economic flows through the Sharia economy. The government is very serious to work this potential and do not want to be the target market in industrial products of other countries only or from consumer. With the huge market potential, Indonesia should be the main driver of Sharia economy. He emphasized that in the development of Sharia economy, there must be really useful for productive things, including supporting the effort to reduce poverty in order to suppress the number of inequality. Indonesian government, through a formal forum at the World Trade Organization, WTO, encourages the European Union to be fair to palm oil commodity trade. The press statement of permanent representatives of Indonesia in Geneva received by Antara in Jakarta on Saturday said that the Indonesian delegation for the first time expressed concern over the development of policy discussion on the amendments to the European Union's renewable energy guidelines linked to palm oil. Indonesia's concern was conveyed by the Indonesian delegation who present at the meeting of WTO's Trade Technical Barriers Committee in Geneva, Switzerland recently. The Indonesian delegates submitted the amendment discussion of the renewable energy guidelines in the European Union will affect different treatment between palm oil and other vegetable oils. As the largest producer of palm oil, Indonesia has a vested interest to ensure the sustainability of palm oil market access to all users, including the European Union region. The policy of United States President Donald Trump, which raising tariffs on imports of goods from China amounting to $60 billion, must be wary by Indonesia. The impact of the policy is potentially widespread if Indonesia does not immediately accelerate the industry in the defense sector. Defense observer Koni Rahakundini Bakri in Jakarta on Saturday said that this fight is only one step before the real war. That is why Indonesia is preparing immediately on how to prevent the U.S. policy. Koni also stated that there is wrong perception between the community and the government in responding the threat of war. In fact, she explained that the preparations need to be built. This is, according to Koni Rahakundini Bakri, cannot be postponed. Indonesia should immediately make its long-term industrial programs, especially in the defense industry. The United States will impose a new import cost policy for Chinese goods worth $60 billion, or equivalent to 824 trillion rupiahs. if it is widespread, Indonesia might feel the direct impact of the trade war. Alili Fitra Faisal said in Jakarta on Saturday that at least there are some things to be done to deal with potential threats from the trade war. For the short term, the government should anticipate the financial sector. Therefore, Fitra Faisal also said the government should attend and intervene in the marketplace. In addition, the government is also expected to prepare and improve the competitiveness. Meanwhile, in the medium term, the Indonesian government is deemed to map non-traditional countries to become its trade partners, such as Angola, Senegal, South Africa, as well as the Middle East, which have not been touched, and it could be an alternative effort besides increasing trade value with the traditional partners like United States and also China. This news broadcast is coming your way from Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Indonesian Finance Minister Sri Mulyani has said that the government's debt are used prudently in line with the principle of good budget management so far. She said in a press statement received on Friday evening that to those who have called on the government to be careful in using debts, she can assure that their demand has been what the government has always done so far. Debts were used as part of budget management in stages and very carefully with regard to preventing possible shock on the economic engine that may slow it down. The minister stated that debts and tax revenues are fiscal policy instruments used by the government to improve infrastructure, education, health, or social security. Minister Sri Mulyani also explained that there is nothing to worry about with regard to current debt because it is well managed to remain below the level allowed by the law. Minister Sri Mulyani said it was important to put the issue on the right context so that people or political elites would not become hysterical and worry too much to make them unproductive. The minister remarked the destructive political efforts really can counter to the spirit of building a good democracy. Bali will host the annual meeting of the International Monetary Fund, IMF, and World Bank in October this year. To welcome the meeting that will be attended by at least 17,000 participants, Igusti Ngurah Rai International Airport in Bandung, Bali, also prepared for the international event. General Manager of Igusti Ngurah Rai International Airport, Yanus Prayogi, in Bali on Saturday said that capital expenditure of PT Angkasa Pura I or Persero as airport operator in preparing IMF World Bank annual meeting reaches 2.2 trillion rupiahs. Yanus explained that the investment is for the provision of facilities related to the global economic meeting. One of the efforts that must be done is the expansion of the airport area to build a number of facilities. Yanus said the land needed for the effort reached 5.8 hectares. Last item. The Indonesian Migrant Worker Union urged Indonesian government to hold a bilateral meeting with Saudi Arabia to issue memorandum of agreement regarding migrant worker protection. The Union Secretary General Bobby Alwi in Jakarta on Saturday said that both countries need to have a meeting and sign an MOA or Memorandum of Agreement. The union cannot let a death penalty to happen again. Zaini Misrin, a migrant worker from Bangkalan, faced a death penalty handed down by Saudi Arabian authority for the alleged murder of his employer. However, Indonesia had never received a mandatory consular notification. From this case, it turns out another 20 migrant workers are on death row. Bobby believed the issue cannot be solved only by the signing of a Memorandum of Understanding or MOU. Thus, more legally binding agreement is needed. Bobby stated that the union supports the government continuing to negotiate bilaterally to create a better system of administration and protection of migrant workers. The Speaker of House of Representatives, Bambang Susatyo, meanwhile, asked the House Manpower Commission to encourage the Ministry of Manpower, the Agency for Placement and Protection of Indonesian Migrant Workers, Migrant Care Indonesia, and Migrant Worker Placement Agency to always provide protection and legal assistance for those facing problems with local law. To end the news, here are the main points once again. Muldoko says Indonesia must become a Sharia economic driver. Indonesia encourages the European Union to be fair about palm oil products. Indonesia must accelerate defense industry. That was the end of the news. I'm Anna Trijayakasih, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Indonesia in economy, international politics, sports, environment, and Pancasila, only on Indonesiaku, My Indonesia.
This is the Reward Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with daily segment My Indonesia. Today, it's on Inas Gok as for West Java commitment to the Asian Games 2018. The Organizing Committee of Asian Games 2018, or abbreviated INAS GOK, requested full commitment of provincial government and West Java community in organizing the 18th Asian Games in August. Vice Chairman of INAS GOK, Safri Samsudin, as quoted from Antara on Tuesday, said West Java province has the same position as other host provinces in the Asian Games 2018, namely Jakarta, South Sumatra, and Banten. This has been stated in Presidential Decree No. 15 of 2017 on the Organizing Committee of Asian Games 2018. Related to that, INAS GOK held a coordination meeting with the ranks of West Java Provincial Government and Regional Military Command 3 Siliwangi in connection with the preparation of Asian Games 2018. Among others, the preparation of match arena, network communication and information technology, also security. In Asian Games 2018, 5 sport matches will take place in West Java, namely soccer, paragliding, rugby, canoe and kayak and cycling. From Palembang, South Sumatra, Commander of Command 2 of Sriwijaya, Major General of Military A.M. Putranto on Wednesday said that all Indonesian military units should be ready to assist the implementation of Asian Games, especially to prevent the occurrence of forest fires, which haze can interfere with sport activities. Forest fire often occurs in southern part of Sumatra because the province's forest area is wide enough, so it needs to be well maintained. General A.M. Putranto also gave the same instruction to the military commander in Jambi province to guard the forest and prevent the occurrence of forest fires in the neighboring province of South Sumatra. All this is done so that the second largest sporting event in the world after the Olympics can run successfully and smoothly. That was My Indonesia Today on INAS GOK as for Jabar's or West Java's commitment to the Asian Games.
Today in History, presenting you historical facts of the day.
This is RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with Today in History, a regular segment which brings back people and events from the state in the past as recorded in history. I'll start with March the 25th, 1957. The European Economic Community is established. The European Economic Community is a regional organization that aims to unite the economies of its member countries. The initial goal of the European Economic Community was to introduce economic integration, including joint markets and custom unions. Among its 6 founding nations, France, Italy, Germany, the Netherlands, Belgium, and Luxembourg, signed the Rome Treaty in Rome, Italy, to establish an organization called the European Economic Community. After the European Union was formed in 1993, the EEC, or European Economic Community, was united and renamed the European Community. In 2009, all European Community institutions merged into the European Union. Turning to March 25, 1971, Operation Searchlight starts the Bangladesh Independence War. Operation Searchlight is a military security action conducted by the armed forces of Pakistan to overcome the Bengali nationalist movement in East Pakistan in March 1971. This operation was ordered by the West Pakistani government and was a continuation of Operation Blitz held in November 1970.
The next day, on March the 26th, the Bangladesh Independence War erupted in the former Bangladesh region of East Pakistan. The Bengali Nationalist Movement attempted to free Bangladesh from Pakistan and became an independent state. The movement eventually managed to reach independence for Bangladesh thanks to the great help from India. The last item is from March the 25th, 1975. King Faisal is assassinated. The Saudi King Faisal bin Abdul Aziz Al Saud was shot dead on March the 25th, 1975 by his own nephew, Faisal bin Musaid, who disguised as a Kuwaiti delegate who wanted to meet the king unexpectedly. King Faisal ran out of blood due to the gunshot wound and died. From the result of the investigation and interrogation, Faisal bin Musaid admitted that the murder was based on his own initiative, despite conspiracy theories circulated among the public. Faisal bin Musaid was also suspected of having a mental disorder. Shortly afterward, he was beheaded in public. Well, that was Today in History from RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. I'm Anna Trijayakasih.
Highlight of the Week presents Issues of the Week.
Hello, welcome back to this week's Spotlight. This edition is on Indonesia and Singapore's foreign ministers inaugurate Nongsa Digital Park in Batam. Indonesian Foreign Minister Retno LP Marsudi along with Singapore Foreign Minister Vivian Balakrishnan inaugurated Nongsa Digital Park on Batam Island, Riau Islands Province on Tuesday, March the 20th. Nongsa Digital Park Development Cooperation in Batam is one of the concrete implementation of Indonesian President and Singapore Prime Minister vision announced in September 2017 in Singapore. Foreign Minister Retno said in her speech, Nongsa Digital Park will be developed into a conducive ecosystem for digital economy players to cultivate a culture of innovation. Foreign Minister Retno also expressed her hope that Nongsa Digital Park could become a model for the development of digital areas in other cities in Indonesia. She emphasized four main points reflected in the development of Nongsa Digital Park, namely the expansion of internet access, access to capital, access to talented youth, and international cooperation and investment. The government of Indonesia is continuing to expand the internet network so that more and more people in Indonesia become part of the process of digital economic transformation. Of the 9 blocks to be built at Nongsa Digital Park, 3 buildings have been built and are currently filled with foreign and local-based digital companies. The potential of labor absorbed is around 1,500 with the potential investment of $500 million. Present at the inauguration were Riau Island governors, head of BP Batam, representatives from various government agencies, and more than 200 foreign business people. After the inauguration, Foreign Minister Retno and Foreign Minister Vivian met 65 teachers and lecturers from various cities in Indonesia who were following a digital skill program at Nongsa facility. The program is the result of cooperation between the Indonesian Ministry of Research, Technology and Higher Education, Singapore Polytechnic and Temasek Foundation. The two foreign ministers also held a dialogue with representatives of companies that have started operation at Nongsa Digital Park. On the sidelines of the inauguration of Nongsa Digital Park, Foreign Minister Retno also visited Infinite Studio and met more than 200 Infinite Studio staff who mostly graduated from vocational schools. Thanks to their work, Infinite Studio, in collaboration with a number of American and British film companies, has produced film and animation works such as The Garfield and Sing the Dawn, as well as widescreen movies Beyond the Skyline. Well, that was this week's Spotlight over Voice of Indonesia. I'm Anna Trijayakasih.
You are still with Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Time now to bring you news in brief. Indonesian Military General Retired Muldoko, inaugurated as Vice Chairman of the Board of Trustees of the Islamic Economic Community, said after the inauguration that he wants to encourage new economic flows through the Sharia economy. The Indonesian government, through a formal forum at the World Trade Organization, encourages the European Union to be fair to palm oil commodity trade. The policy of United States President Donald Trump, which raising tariffs on imports goods from China amounting to $60 billion, must be wary by the Indonesia because the impact of the policy is potentially widespread if Indonesia does not immediately accelerate the industry in the defense sector. Indonesia might feel the direct impact of the trade war if the United States imposed the cost policy for China's goods. Indonesian Finance Minister Sri Mulyani says that the government's debts are used prudently in line with the principles of good budget management so far. Bali, which will host the annual meeting of the International Monetary Fund and World Bank in October 2018, attended by at least 17,000 participants, prepares Igusti Ngurah Rai International Airport in Bandung, Bali for the international event. The Indonesian Migrant Worker Union urged Indonesian government to hold a bilateral meeting with Saudi Arabia to issue memorandum of agreement regarding migrant worker protection. That was the end of News in Brief over Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Broadcasting daily from Jakarta on frequency of 9525 kHz, you can also listen to audio streaming www.voi.co.id. Listener, here is our next segment, Indonesian Wonder.
Let's listen to various information of Indonesian arts and culture in a daily segment of Indonesian Wonder.
Hello, this is RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia with Indonesian Wonder, a special program introducing various aspects of Indonesian tourism. In this edition, I will introduce Wajarang Beach in Lembata, a beautiful island in East Nusa Tenggara. So stay tuned in to RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia live streaming at www.voinews.id or RRI Play application on your Android. Lembata, maybe not Bali, which is famous for its beautiful beach, but it's also many places of interest. Lately, more and more tourists from Bali who choose Lembata as a second destination or alternative. Not only it has charming beaches like Bali, but since it has just recently been developed, the island is relatively more quiet than the famous Bali. One of the beautiful spots is Wajarang Beach, located in Lembata District, East Nusa Tenggara Province, which is about 30 minutes from downtown Lewoleba. Wajarang Beach has a charming beauty and pretty big waves, but the main attraction is the underwater panorama. Wajarang is white sandy beach stretching on the coast of Lembata Island. At Wajarang Beach, visitors can enjoy water skiing, swimming, sunbathing, camping, beach volleyball and football, also hiking. Wajarang residents also often hold cultural attraction to entertain visitors. Not only that, the beauty of the panoramic beach is supported by beautiful views on the hills and the Boleng Strait, which separates the two islands of Lembata and Adonara. Mangrove forests also present a green charm that matches the blue sea. Its strategic location makes the beach of Wajarang visited by so many people from out of the island. Not only you can enjoy the beauty of the beach, but by walking approximately just 1 kilometer from Wajarang Beach, from the hill of Wajarang, you can also see the cluster of islands, the beauty of Adonara Island with its Mount Boleng, Alor and its Mount Ile Ape, and the expanse of fishing boats. All these landscapes look very beautiful and become a super attraction, especially at dusk before sunset. To reach Wajarang Beach, which is one of the favorite places in Lembata District, is not difficult. It is not far from the ferry port or about 30 minutes from Lualaba, the district capital. By using a motorcycle, you can easily get to this place. If you depart from Lualaba ferry port along the way, you'll be treated to beautiful panoramic beaches. There is a row of mangroves that grow in clusters on the shoreline, a stretch of brown sand which then changes into the white sand stretch. There is also a row of rocks that resemble a fortress. But a unique natural panorama that you do not see elsewhere is Taman Batu or Stone Park. At Taman Batu, natural stones display unparalleled beauty because here you will see seashells as big as car tires that have turned into stone. The fossil of the shell attached to the stone wall, on top of it stuck some roots of banyan tree. But you must be vigilant because here you must be careful in stepping in order not to fall. After walking around Waijarang, you can rest in Lopo-Lopo or resting place among the beach. Shady trees and blowing wind will refresh your body and mind. Well, that was Indonesian Wonder today. We took you to a visit to Waijarang Beach in East Nusa Tenggara.
Thank you for still being with us in Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. If you have any suggestion or criticism, please drop us a line to Voice of Indonesia or to our email address english@voi.co.id or to voi.english@gmail.com. Listener now, let's listen to Miscellany.
Miscellany.
Miscellany on Indonesia. A segment featuring various actual information.
Hello, listener of RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia. Welcome back with me, Andika, in Miscellany. In today's edition, I'm going to talk about Bali Spirit Festival 2018. Stay tuned in at www.vinews.id. Listener, Bali is one of the famous tourism places in the world. Besides of its beautiful natural landscape, Bali has been known for its cultural heritage, including dances. Ubud is one of the foremost cities in Bali, known as yoga center due to its calm, tranquil atmosphere, beautiful and cool nature. From April 2nd until 8th, 2018, Ubud will host Bali Spirit Festival 2018. The 11th of its kind, centered at Banuswari Resort and Spa. This event will be enlivened and attended by world-renowned musicians, yogis, and dancers from all over the world. Listener, yoga, dance, and music to be staged at Bali Spirit Festival 2018 are expected to attract 7,000 people across the world every year. The festival will stage workshop, interactive seminar, yoga class, concert, and live music among rice fields. The festival will also stage Balinese traditional performance, bhakti music and kirta, satsang, and will be attended by some guest stars like Jeffrey Armstrong and Sri Prem Baba. Ubud is a place with inspirative tropical beauty. There will be workshop at Bali Spirit Festival 2018 about African dance, aesthetic dance, sound healing, health and nutrition, the business of yoga, acroyoga, tantra, various breathwork, meditation, and so on. There will be several levels of workshops starting from beginner, experienced yoga and general public. night concert themed One World, One Stage will take place at Agung Prai Museum of Art Open Stage in the city center of Ubud. A series of this unique concert will combine traditional and contemporary Balinese and Indonesian music with all music genres from across the world. On the last 2017, the concert attended by foremost musicians, among others, Xavier Root, Gypsy Brooklyn, Kolina Shakti, Eli Jahrai, Haji Basib, The Hanuman, and many more. Bali Spirit Festival brings the essential of Balinese Hindu teaching, which is harmonious life with spiritual, social, and natural environment. It has become the main attraction for society from various levels. Over the past 10 years, Bali Spirit Festival has been working with partner organizations in Bali, as well as international yoga teachers and musicians, to collect over $65,000 fund for annual Karma Festival events. The funds are used for children's program, education and multicultural performances, health clinics, HIV and AIDS awareness, and environmental protection. Bali Spirit Festival is a celebration of cultural well, environmental sanctity, and harmony among people from various tribes of the world. Well, listener, that was Miscellany.
We'll meet again tomorrow with another Miscellany on Indonesia.
Listener, wherever you are, welcome back to Listener's Mailbag, a weekly segment in which your letters and emails are acknowledged. In this segment, we will also play some Indonesian music. Well, we would like to thank you, our dear listeners, wherever you are, who have sent your letters or emails containing reception reports on our broadcast. Now let's start answering your letters or emails. First, I would like to read an email sent by Mahesh Jain in India. In his email, he was complained because he could not hear our broadcast. Hello, Mr. Mahesh Jain. Thank you for your attention on our broadcast. To answer your question, Voice of Indonesia still broadcasts our programs every day, but actually we have changed our website to be www.voinews.id, www.voinews.id, and if you want to send your email, you can send to voi@voinews.id, voi@voinews.id. We are really sorry for your inconvenience. Hopefully now you can enjoy our broadcast as before. Thank you, special for you, Mr. Mahesh Jain. We will play a beautiful song. Enjoy the song. Thank you. listener, now we will replay an email from Deba Kamal Hazarika, also in India. He was listening to our broadcast through shortwave on frequency 9525 kHz at 1330 hours UTC on February 13, 2018. And the symbol was 44444. Hello, Mr. Deba Kamal Hazarika. Thank you for monitoring our broadcast, where you are very interested in our segment Indonesian Wonder. Someday, if you have opportunity to visit Indonesia, especially Bogor Regency, West Java, you can taste tauge goreng, an Indonesian delicious and typical food. Besides tauge goreng, Bogor has so many delicious typical foods and tourism objects, such as Bogor Botanical Gardens. The Bogor Botanical Gardens, or in Indonesian means Kebun Raya Bogor, is a botanical garden located in Bogor, Indonesia, 60 km south of Jakarta. The gardens are located in the city center and adjoin in the Presidential Palace compound of Istana Bogor. The geographical position of Bogor means it rains almost daily, even in the dry season. This makes the garden an advantageous location for the cultivation of tropical plants. So Mr. Deba Kamal Hazarika, set your time for holiday in Indonesia, especially in Bogor, which has fresh air. And special for you and our other regular listeners, we will play a beautiful song. Enjoy the song.
Thank you. kita terang deretan, kita temukan jalan untuk mimpi dan harapan. Di waktu yang akan datang, semua mimpi dan harapan memanggil untuk mengejar, menjadi sang pemenang.
You are still listening to listeners' mailbag broadcast every Sunday. Now we continue to reply an email from Dawood Jabbar Khail in Pakistan. We received his email on February 8, 2018. Mr. Dawood Jabbar Khail sent his email through voi@voinews.id. Hello, Mr. Dawood Jabbar Khail. Thank you for your compliment on our broadcast. As listeners' satisfaction, currently Voice of Indonesia broadcasts in 9 languages, namely Indonesian, English, French, Mandarin, Arabic, German, Japanese, Spanish, and Dutch. You can find out our program schedule on www.voinews.id. www.voinews.id. Well, Mr. Dawood Jabbar Khail, please keep listening to our broadcast and sending your report. For your listener, wherever you are, we will play a beautiful song.
Terdampar denganmu,
Listener, before we end our listener's mailbag, we want to replay a letter from Jay Adolf in Leipzig, Germany. He sent his letter to English section of VOI on December 17, 2017. In his letter, he reported that he was listening to a broadcast through shortwave on frequency of 9525 kHz on December 10, 2017 at 13 to 14 hours UTC with the SIMPO 24322. Hello, Mr. Adolf. Thank you for your attention and appreciation on our broadcast. Although you told that our broadcast was difficult to hear, but we are really appreciate because you can report our broadcast in detail. Thank you very much. And as your request, we will send our KSL card to your address immediately. So, Mr. Adolf, keep listening to our broadcast and please do not forget to send your reception report. Thank you. Well, listener, actually, we have received many emails, but unfortunately, we have to sign off now. Thank you for always listening to Voice of Indonesia and visit our Facebook fan page. We also appreciate your reception reports on our broadcast. Please send your letters to Voice of Indonesia English Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat No. 4 and 5, Jakarta, 10110, Indonesia. I'll repeat again, Voice of Indonesia English Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat No. 4 and 5, Jakarta, 10110, Indonesia. Or you can also send your email to voi@voinews.id, voi@voinews.id. Don't forget to visit and like our fan pages on Facebook, Voice of Indonesia and The Voice of Indonesia. Or follow our Twitter at VOI Indonesia. You can also join our Instagram, voice_of_Indonesia. Well, listener, to conclude our segment, we will play another Indonesian beautiful song. I'm Alika, thank you for listening, and we will meet again next week in Listener's Mailbag.
mengisolasi. Ini seperti mulai mengisolasi diri dari savana imajinasi dan melumpuhkan sayap kecil untuk arungi mimpi dan rindu pada nikmat sejati tanpa distraksi dan imitasi perilaku palsu komisi diri di saat hasrat mencukur langit fantasi.
Selalu melayang semakin lepaskan.
Thank you for listening to English program from RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia. Stay tuned on 9525 kHz. You can also tune at voinews.id. Send your criticism and suggestions to RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, RRI Building, 4th floor, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, No. 4 and 5, Jakarta. PO Box 1157, Jakarta 10110, Indonesia. You can also join us on Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, and Twitter at VOI Indonesia. Our Instagram, voice_of_Indonesia. RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia. Informing, connecting, dignifying.